A show of support. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Ukraine is getting today, in addition to the constant Russian bombardment.
We need a lot of different weapons here in Ukraine to destroy Russian airplanes, tanks.
Sergei Pertula, he's running a military supply center in Ukraine. He just told Fox.
They're bombing everything that they want and that they can. Hospitals, schools, just buildings where no one soldier there.
European leaders are getting to hear about that firsthand as they visit today. Fox's Simon Owen has a live update.
Dave, amid the bombardment of Kyiv, the leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic and Slovenia are visiting the Ukrainian capital. It's the first visit of its kind since the war began and comes even as buildings in the city are on fire and as rescue workers try and pull survivors from the rubble of the latest Russian attacks. Poland's Prime Minister said it is our duty to be where history is forged. The leaders say they are there to underscore the European Union's support for Ukraine.
Yes, Simon, we just got an update from Fox News about Benjamin Hall. He is our Fox correspondent who we said yesterday was injured while doing his work in Ukraine. And we also are learning that the cameraman, he was killed along with Benjamin Hall. And Fox's CEO has said it is with great sadness and a heavy heart that we share the news regarding our cameraman, Pierre Jakruski. I apologize if I pronounced his name wrong, but again, that is the update. Benjamin Hall was wounded in that same attack as the two were covering the war in Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A manhunt in two cities ended early this morning. In Washington, police arrested the suspect in the attack of five homeless men in D.C. and New York this month. Two of them died. There's an update on one of the 755 people being charged over last year's Capitol riot.
Prosecutors said in a court filing that the Department of Justice violated Lucas Denny's legal right to a speedy trial and have asked the judge in the case to drop the criminal charges against him. Then federal prosecutors asked permission to refile the same charges again, saying Denny is facing, quote, the most serious offenses charged in the Capitol attack, including assaulting or resisting police and obstructing law enforcement during civil disorder. Prosecutors admitted making a mistake by failing to secure an indictment against him within 30 days of his arrest, which is required by law. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Now, Russia's invasion and sanctions imposed on it led to an oil price spike, which is coming back down, falling $8 today, is now $94 a barrel. A week ago, it was $130. That sent gas prices to a record high. They are down a penny today, but AAA's national average for regular is just under $4.32 per gallon. Now, we just got an inflation update today.
The producer price index, prices at the wholesale level, rose 0.8% in February. And in the year ending in February, the increase was 10%.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. It's all something the Federal Reserve policymakers are assessing as they meet, getting ready for an interest rate hike tomorrow, the first one since 2018 to deal with rising inflation. Now, COVID has been rising back up in China with cases fueled by what's called a stealth Omicron variant. And that has led to shutdowns in several cities. And that's also closed auto and electronics factories, leading to concern it could affect global manufacturing. On Wall Street, there's a rally. The Dow's up over 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.